This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 393. I am your host, Brian Kilby. If you're watching live on Wednesday, we're not there. It's actually recording this Thursday on 11/20/2014 because I am sick. And I need a nice cup of warm coffee right now to soothe my throat. Spiderific. My Spider-Man mug.
Tastes like doo-doo.
Yeah. So with me this week, we have Diecast Don, Rob Springer, Melvar, and John DeLuna. Guys, how's it going?
It's excellent.
Doing it well.
Is it January yet?
It's one day closer to the weekend than we normally are.
Everybody's working.
Is it? I have to work on Saturday.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Pointless. I'm working a 12-hour day on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm
God,
sorry.
You guys are downers.
Wow.
Yeah.
When does your day start?
6 to 6. 6 a.m., 6 p.m.
Sorry,
and then,
Don.
And then the Black Friday sale is kicking in around, well, pre-Black Friday sales kick in 4, 5, something like that.
I have to work at Staples, but I only work 5:30 to 10:30 on Thanksgiving Day.
So my Thanksgiving plans will be me and the Golden Corral after work. I think that'll be my Thanksgiving.
Everybody knows you at Golden Corral, Don. It's amazing.
I eat there way too much.
Like, it's like everybody was like, hey, how you doing, Don? Hey, it's Don. There's Don. Look at Don.
Well, man alive, is that Don Ferguson?
I love that. That was just so homey. It was like nice and down home. My Golden Corral. Yeah, my Golden Corral is not like that.
Well, again, being single, I eat out probably a lot more than I should, as my girlish figure will attest.
No, Don.
All right.
Okay, Flo. Keep it up.
What's Flo?
Hey, Don.
Flo from Dallas.
Would you like some gravy with them biscuits?
Oh, God.
Guys, don't to you.
Okay.
They make that RC yet?
That is some fan fiction right there. Right, sure. Waiting to happen.
Hey, so I don't have anything official this year as far as like, because Christmas is coming up. And we've done things like Operation Beehive and whatever. But I'm just going to – I just want to mention this because we're about a month away from Christmas and we haven't really kicked off anything. I'm going to recommend that everybody out there donate to Toys for Tots this year.
Yes.
Yeah. I wish
I got one. Everyone, please buy up all the RCs so Don can't find one.
That is a great idea.
Okay, Diane,
Operation Head Job.
Okay, how long have you been tired of breathing? Is this a new thing?
This is a great idea, Diecast. I was going to recommend that people buy up all the Age of Extinction figures. But I like this even better. Actually,
we want kids to have a Merry Christmas.
Let's modify it. Kids like stuff. Let's modify this. So every Age of Extinction figure that you can afford, plus all the RCs, buy them and donate them to Toys for Tots. It's not so that Don can't get the toy, because Don will. But if we show Hasbro and all the retailers that female Autobots sell, maybe Don will get, you know, something else down the road. How about that? I think it's a great idea. Just putting that out there.
Yeah. I mean, Windblade seems to have been doing pretty well.
Or
a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does have a few issues.
Yeah, one of them being horrible.
but it sold fairly well, so.
When you can find it.
Had such a great viral marketing campaign, didn't it? You know, it's like, wow, I didn't even know this was an issue.
Yeah. But yeah, so.
Called it. You heard me.
Toys for Tots. Next year we'll actually have something fun. I just forgot to ask Rob for a cool idea. Rob's our idea man.
Actually, I think Diecast really nailed it out of the park this year.
I mean,
he's like, let's operation. Well, we can't say it on air. Mind F.
Yeah,
that's my
Operation Mind Ferguson.
Mind Ferguson. If you're in the Danville, Virginia area, Greensboro, whatever, if you see an RC, buy it and donate it to Toys for Tots.
Yeah. And also, get those cans of Miracle Whip out of there, man. We got to look out for Don's arteries.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So Don likes Miracle Whip, sweet pickles, and
Velveeta.
Velveeta cheese. Thank you,
Velveeta
Don.
Velveeta cheese, yeah.
I hear you
and,
on
like
the
in Velveeta close succession.
And I also like to slice Velveeta or get the slices and put them on a cheese sandwich with the Miracle Whip.
Pardon me while I vomit.
Wait. Velveeta and Miracle Whip sandwich?
It's a cheese sandwich. There it goes.
Okay,
it's kind of vomit sandwich. It's like, hey, here's some wax that tastes. I'll work with you.
Is it white bread?
Yes. Okay, here.
You know it's white bread, man.
Okay, everybody,
I'm just hoping.
Walmart brand white bread.
Okay, I want to ask everybody listening for this for your Thanksgiving. If you
eat some
want
turkey.
To try something different, when you make your deviled eggs, use Miracle Whip and not mayonnaise. It'll be amazingly wonderful. You have my guarantee.
You know, Don, when I invited you to Thanksgiving last year, Kim was willing to make that for you. You're working this year, so we can't.
Yeah,
there's
too much travel time.
But
I'm saying from me, from my family, what's left of it, to y'all's, try that and see, or do half and half. Have Miracle Whip. Half mayonnaise of your choice, and see which one is better.
Okay. I don't even eat regular deviled eggs because they're gross.
I like them.
I don't care for mayonnaise in any It's like, hey, you guys want to see a rainbow? Look under the stream of barf.
Hey, so on the show this week, we have Q&A with Rob Springer. Rob just sent me questions. Ooh. So there's that. We have news, we have This Week in History, and we have anything else? No, that's it. So a couple things I wanted to mention this week, of course. Please leave us reviews on iTunes. That is probably the easiest, best, fastest way to help us out. If you are an iTunes user, leave us a review. Just after a couple of new reviews, we can tell that there's an upswing. That would be so great. And also like us on Facebook and Twitter. And when we post the show at our website at tfradio.net, at the bottom of the post, there's a little Reddit up-down arrow. Give us a thumbs up. That would help us out, too. So please.
Pretty please. Yeah. Won't you up-rate me?
Up-rate
me. Sing for me.
The more sing feedback dog. We get, the better we can tailor the show to meet your needs. Help you.
I'm going to show all the iOS users out there the easiest way to do it. We are forced to use this podcast app now. You can do it directly from it. Search us right there, reviews. Look at that. You can write a review on your phone while you're...
Wow, pooping. Rob, I love this. We need to do like a tutorial on this.
You have to use the app. Might as well use it to help us out.
There you go. I love that. That's salesmanship.
While you're on the toilet at work.
When you're at Walmart on the toilet. Wherever you're on the toilet, just give us...
Where you really use your phone the most. I mean, people always talk about money is dirty, and it's like, you ever think about your phone for 5 seconds? You only use it on the toilet.
Okay.
Yeah, think about that. It's gross.
I wanted to mention this. At TFCon, Brad Russell, who is awesome, and
he... Used my toilet on the phone there, too.
Yes, I use my toilet on the phone.
I got a toilet app.
So, but Brad Russell at TFCon helped us out by donating table space to sell some of J.D. Church's. Our friend J.D. Church passed away. Gosh, it's been like 9 months ago. Over 9 months. But passed away. We have been selling J.D. stuff, and we still have more. We have it at our website, and we'll have an updated list on Facebook. But Brad helped... by donating table space to sell some of J.D. stuff. But he actually now has an online marketplace, and you should totally check that out. Yeah. I'll put a link in the show notes, but you can, if you want to type this out while you're listening, and I'll do it slowly, it's www.squareup.com/market/Brads, B-R-A-D-S-T-F-S, Brads TFs, squareup.com/market/Brads TFs. That would be really awesome if you could check him out and he did us a huge favor by helping out with JD's stuff, and we just wanted to help give back any way we can. So thank you, Brad. You are the man. We really appreciate you doing that.
You know,
and I've known Brad since about 2006 at BotCon, and he knows everybody.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't have it, chances are he probably knows someone that does.
Yeah. If you don't have it, you don't need it.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and Brad, I know you're listening. When it's time to renew that registration, have suggestion. Square up, Brad down.
Nice.
Yeah, thinking.
Yeah, and also, hey, I just actually realized this week that we have a couple of extra shirts that I wasn't able to sell through. A couple, I think they are 2X. So if you are looking for a 2X RSE shirt and you weren't able to get one when we were doing our booster campaign for that, I do have a couple. And you can get those by emailing me directly at brian@tfradio.net, brian@tfradio.net.
Yeah, and guys, they are. We wore them to TFCon. They are some solid, well-built shirts.
Yeah, pretty awesome shirts.
And a quote, our friend Greg, friend of the show from Shattered Cast, at TFCon, you couldn't swing a dead angel without hitting a guy in an RSC shirt.
Yeah. Pretty Ooh. Cool folks, I must
Folksy.
Admit.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's my coffee. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into the show. So, This Week in History. This Week in History in 1984, yesterday, the 19th, our friend Jake Waller was born. He's only, like, what? He was born in 1990, so he's, like, 24. He's the owner of Retro Reboot, co-organizer of TFCon, Shardicon. And he has a much better collection than I do. He's
you
like
know,
24.
You know, I was in the sixth grade. You are much more successful at 24 than I am at 36.
Yeah. Way to go Let's there, go. Jake.
Yeah, great, Jake. Good luck being a friend, Mr. Yeah. Successful.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jake.
Jerk.
And but yeah, so Jake's awesome, and yeah, I was surprised he was only 24. I keep forgetting that he's so young.
Hey, Jake, want to send me $5?
I need to go back to his store. Don, you've been there.
Yeah, with you.
He yep. has the he now has the level above him too, so it's now two stories.
Ooh, that would be
man.
Yeah, that's
yeah, I know.
So is the second story where the breakdancing goes on?
I hope so.
Awesome.
Sweet.
You know, hopefully he painted the walls like from Autobop.
Oh no.
And so it's like that 80s New York.
I hope he has the music going too.
The that street generic,
that Cold generic. Slither.
Cold Slither.
Yeah.
I can't wait to dance to this.
And so lots of neat episodes also appeared this week in history. But the one that I want to call out, back in 1986, The Burden Hardest to Bear. And this episode really stood out to me as a kid because it was creepy.
I love that episode. It's one of my favorites.
Me too, but it's just, it's, I think my favorite part of the whole thing is, gosh, let me think. Yeah, never mind. It's just, the episode just, it's just always, I always liked it.
I was looking at the quotes on the Wikipedia, and I have to say, one of my because Scourge didn't get a lot of characters. He got less than Cyclonus, but this was his episode pretty much where he gets. It's like when he's all matrix roided out, and he says, and the woman says, "Oh no, we're trapped. We'll be killed." Remarkable. The woman is clairvoyant. It's like.
And they actually did say killed on the cartoon, too. Not destroyed or anything like that. They said killed.
And then Scourge just says, remarkable. The woman's a clairvoyant. It's like, that's the one line that sticks in my head.
That's because Scourge was a stone-cold hard butt.
He turned into a flying V.
Hey, you can turn into a flying iron boar, too, when you're that hard.
I've seen this episode several times since I was a kid, but my mental image of this as a kid is just that really creepy image of Scourge all matrixed up.
He's like got pimples and stuff.
Yeah, he's all pimply and deformed. It's just
got the matrix now.
And then
y'all go Gold Corral.
Yeah. And then Galvatron gets one of his best lines about where someone says Scourge launches assault. He doesn't know the meaning of the word, but he's going to find out.
Yeah.
So that was just some good writing. Good writing.
My Decepticons.
For season three.
Scourge has launched his assault.
Here I come.
Yeah, season three is pretty great.
I've got to lose weight.
So, hopefully, let's see here. So, let's go ahead and jump to the news. So, Generations Combiner Wars. We have diagrams of Ultra Prime and Superion. So, basically, the Ultra version. So, let me go to the photo here.
They were kind of lazy with this. They're like, oh, let's just take all Wave 1 figures and throw them on Prime. That'll work.
Yeah, so here's Superion. But I mean, but they are interchangeable.
So yeah, the diagram actually shows Alpha Bravo's an arm there, and we've seen him before as a leg on the Superion. So there's your Scramble City diecast.
That makes me sad.
It makes you sad?
Yeah, because I just feel like the figures would be better figures if a foot was always a foot, and they weren't trying to make a foot a hand, or you know, there's too much engineering.
These figures yet.
Yeah, there's too much engineering that needs to be put into those figures for them to do that. I would much rather just a foot's a foot, you know.
I personally really enjoy the infographic that goes with the diagrams, like the little square, and here's a robot, like. Chest Optimus is like, oh man, I hope they use this picture everywhere. It's like, yeah, I don't care what I can make. I just want to see, look at this picture. The Minotaur's poopy head.
Well, I mean, I think the best thing we're going to have to do is just wait till they get them in hand, because we all know how good and how bad the Photoshop can run on these things. So
I don't want to wait till I get them in hand. I want to speculate and talk. And
when are we going to get these things in hand anyway? I'm still waiting for pre-orders to go up.
Yeah, kind of surprising that they're not already up.
Are they first quarter?
Well, now let me.
Yeah, but you would figure that
first that quarter usually shows up right for
would
Christmas
be up by November.
Exactly. The 2000, you know, the first start of the new year figures usually come out like a month.
By then, they've done liquidated the back stock. Like, put something out there, crap. Yeah. People bought all those drifts.
I remember when the 2015 stuff was like, or the 2014 stuff was like showing up in Ross, because I guess they didn't have anything to send out. So they're like, grab that new stuff, send it out.
So these come with trading cards or stickers or something, don't they?
So I think it's like the Japanese trading card, I believe.
That's
fantastic.
Looking at the Firefly figure here. You see the card in the background, and it calls out specifically, includes the card. So we have photos, new photos of the toys, stock photos from Hasbro, which also includes packaging. And the packaging's actually not terrible.
I love the packaging.
So I thought I would love the current packaging when I saw it in photos, until I saw it in person, then I hated it. So I'm going into this with some concern that I'm going to feel the same way.
I still like the packaging motif. The problem is, it's really hard for people to tell each line from a part because it's all whitewash.
Yeah. Alpha Bravo.
Yeah, there's one step figures that are in the exact same packaging as the deluxe figures.
Oh, it ticks me off.
It's like, yeah, I understand. But at the same time, it's like, look, Grandma really pissed little Jimmy off.
But it's like the people that work at the stores, or it may not be the people that work at the stores, it may be the customers, but they're all mixed up. If you walk into any store, no one has them straight.
Yeah, I'm going to blame it on both, because I've been at stores where the stalkers have been like on their P's and Q's, and the ones are like, just put it up there, you know? And then same with the customers, just shuffling crap around. I mean, how many times have you gotten the wrong price because you thought, oh, well, it's $9.99?
Now, one thing, Brian, is I did see at Robot Kingdom, they had mentioned that there will be pre-orders going up soon for Wave 1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can't... I can't find it now, but it may have been filled and they took it down. I don't see it right now, but I do remember last week seeing that they wave one was going up because it was the all the aerial bots and then one Stunticon.
Like we talked about.
And it's Dragstrip. That's the one we all talked about buying up in the first wave. That way, when wave two comes out, make some money.
Yeah. Oh, and just as a side note, this is way off to the side. They have the Evangelion MP10 Optimus Prime. We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
$279 That's the best price I've seen anywhere for it.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, it's not cheap, but...
I get... Yeah, that it's... I get that in the Bathing Ape one confused, but that's the Evangelion one's actually a good-looking one.
Yeah, it looks nice. It's just... it's not 250. That's 50 cents more than Weigh the Crap Too Much.
If you like purple.
Yeah.
I love purple. But I don't $250 just, like purple.
Because we all talked about how we all liked it a little bit more than we thought we would once we saw the actual pictures, but it was just a little too pricey.
Yeah, it looks great. It doesn't look like $250.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that just kind of puts a shadow on anything. You're like, whoa.
Speaking of Robot Kingdom, though, wasn't Robot Kingdom the source of the rumor for MP25 Megatron?
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, it is Robot Kingdom. So that's a rumor that's floating out there. Put that out there for what it is. They are reporting that the next MP or the next announced MP is going to be Megatron. Who knows what it'll be? Hopefully, I like the G2 tank Megatron personally.
Yes.
So everyone go buy up those gold Megatrons so they continue on their plan to make a Megatron.
Well, if y'all don't mind me blowing my own horn here just for a second, I believe PG-13. I believe it was myself that happened to mention that. Well, since Megatron is getting a recolor and a re-release, like they did with MP01, that could bode that it's the last gasp before that mold.
Yeah, I mean,
you weren't the only one that said that,
and we don't know that. We don't.
I have so little to be happy about. Diecast, don't deny me this.
I would.
Don't take this from me.
I wouldn't boast until this is substantiated. Once it's substantiated, I would say blow your horn away and blow it like three or four times back to back.
In privacy, though, in privacy.
Yeah, go for a record that day. See how many times you can blow it.
Close the blinds.
Yeah. Clear your browser history after you blow
it. You got a plastic sheet, disco nuts.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I would love to have an MP Megatron. I don't like the original MP. I think it's a terrible looking toy. I don't like the feel of it. I never actually owned it. I've held it and transformed it and hated it.
Yeah.
It's not the Megatron that we need.
It's really not the one we deserve right now either.
It's you know, true to form. You're like, hey, isn't the G1 Megatron toy good?
No.
Well, here's masterpiece. Good God.
It'll be funny if they used a classics design as an MP Megatron.
I would love that.
The Nerf gun Megatron.
Yeah.
You know, I made the joke earlier today, and before it came out of my mouth, it's like, God, I really want that now. They should take the Sideswipe masterpiece and repaint it and give a new head and be like G2 GoBot Megatron masterpiece. And that would be the best masterpiece Megatron ever.
I'd like it.
I would too. I was like, you know what they're going to do? They're totally going to, hey, why don't they do that?
No, I'm just wondering with them, you know, with them doing the Megatron in Generations, that's going to be G2 and Armada. Does that mean the Megatron's going to be a gun, or are they going to pick? Or are they going to go with another, like a tactical bomber, maybe? Or are they going to stick with the
For MP for the masterpiece?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering.
It's going to be a four tempo
for masterpiece. I mean, I'm certain it'll be one of the iconic versions of Megatron, meaning the gun or the tank.
I would bet on the gun again.
Yeah,
I really would.
Yeah, you're like, probably right.
It just seemed like them doing the tank, and then you got the Hasbro tanks coming out before too long. That's a lot of tanks.
But I mean, it would also it'd be consistent messaging. Hey, Megatron's a tank.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, the last time we had that many tanks is while we got Generations Galvatron that small, because there were too many tanks in the line.
Yeah.
Too many tanks, not enough Camaros.
Yeah. Let's see here, what else? But for the record, I agree with Diecast. It'll probably be a gun, but hopefully not a bad one this time.
They should, like, update it, like, to have the other masterpieces, make them like a Glock or, like a Desert Eagle or something hardcore.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. And it'd be a water.
That'd be rad.
Or a revolver, like his early predecessor was a Diaclone.
I don't know, man. Maybe it could be one of those pink camo hunting rifles I see at Walmart every time I walk past that section. Like, wow, yeah. Why is it camo? They're going to see that.
So, when are we getting the Brainstorm figure? Anybody know?
It should be this month.
So, we already have a photo of the Hasbro and Takara versions side by side.
Well, apparently, you could buy stolen ones on eBay already.
No, so. that's where I'm certain people are getting these.
Yeah.
So you can look at these and pretty much tell which is which. If you're watching the video, you'll see the one on the left is more decorated. So, i.e., Takara.
Takara.
Hasbro's to the right. Obviously the Takara, the deco on it looks a little better. I like the fact that the canopy for the jet or the bubble or whatever you call it is the quote-unquote right color, the one that I would want it to be. But I'm going to be fine with either one of them. I just want this figure.
And I'm sure Repo Labels is going to come out with something for the American version, maybe to make it look more like the Japanese one. But there was that problem with the intermittent problem with the head mechanism.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so if anybody gets one...
Apparently, they were just pushed down into the socket too far.
X-Trans, third-party news. X-Transbots, Apollyon Masterpiece style, not Megatron.
Speaking of a new Masterpiece Megatron.
I was going to say.
So all the stuff that I ever complained about with Hegemon, this takes care of that. This looks so much better than Hegemon. So much better. It'll probably be crap. I'm certain it'll probably break. I heard somebody, Robuck, whoever it was, they said that they... Ignore what I just said. No one's got their hands on it, I don't think. But it looks so nice. It looks really nice.
It's KFC, which worries me.
It's their sub-brand.
Yeah, X-Transbots is KFC.
So. Never mind.
Well, now
I'm interested.
Now, John, remember, both myself and Brian have the Ultra Magnus mold.
And I would not buy another one.
And mine came broken.
I mean,
I'm looking at this picture, and his midsection looks really, really thin and breakable.
Sounds awesome.
He has a bunch of little pieces in his leg, too, which kind of worries me. I'm not saying it's going to be bad. I'm just saying I'm expecting bad.
I'm concerned.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think I'm ever buying another KFC toy. It's not bad, but it's not great. Maybe I'll pick this one up and I'll think different, but
wait for reviews, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm actually wondering if the news MP25 being a Megatron, if that's going to hurt this figure at all.
Well, it's still so, insubstantial as far as, and besides, it's going to be another, unless they've been doing it behind the scenes and they just happened to leak something that was picked up just to start like a viral marketing program, it's going to be at least a year before we see anything on a new Megatron.
Oh, absolutely. You're 100% right on the money right there.
Yes.
The thing. People that are buying third-party figures are because they're trying to fill a gap in their collection that isn't available through official outlets.
That's not entirely true. Some people will buy
some people are. Personally, if I know Hasbro version's coming out, I don't bother with the third party. That's just me, though.
That's me.
Exactly.
But most people are the other way around. They will just buy whichever one they like better. And I'll admit, I think it looks great. And KFC stuff, like their Not Blaster, looks phenomenal.
Yeah, that's
that does look good.
That I do have it on pre-order, so hopefully I'll be able to review it as soon as it comes out. And that may sway me whether I pick up this Megatron or not.
It looks nice. If it doesn't feel like crap, and I can get on good account, from somebody other than Don, who will say that it feels good. I'm kidding, Don. I'm picking. Don's opinion's fine.
Don likes Kronos.
He's so positive.
Wait, Don likes Kronos, doesn't he?
Okay, all right. I like Kronos' robot mode for how it looks, but I did admit, and I do admit, there are some issues that needed to be worked out. They were not for various reasons, but I like the way the figure looks, and I'm happy I got him for that.
Rob, what do you think about the whatever its name is?
Oh, Carl.
Carl the gun.
Carl. That's actually really nice. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I just keep seeing the robot mode. Does it even transform?
Yeah.
Because that is really nice looking.
The gun looks nice too.
I haven't even looked at the gun. I just saw pictures of Rose. Like, whoa, that's pretty sharp. And it's like, and it's by KFC guys.
So it tastes great, and it comes in a bucket.
So you're going to be. I'm glad I bought this.
That would be great if it came in a bucket. All their should come in buckets.
So I want to go back and clarify. Like, I don't like the one KFC. I've got two KFC items. One is garbage. One's absolute garbage, and I regret buying it. But the die stack, it's not bad. It's just not. It's not so bad that I regret buying it, but it's not so great that I'm jumping to buy another one of their items. It looks nice. The plastic quality is kind of and I'm kind of afraid I'll break it, and it has sharp edges, and they bother me. Like Diecast said, he got his and it was broken. So. Your mileage may vary. Don loves his Citizen Stack.
Well,
I
don't
want one.
You know, it's just, you know, I looked at the Masterpiece Magnus. I saw a lot that I did not like with that Magnus. Even the revisions haven't taken care of everything. Took care of the biggest ones, but just comparing which looks more like Magnus to me, you know, I went with the Citizen Stack.
And Magnus should be out in a month, so we should know pretty soon.
Magnus.
But. Yeah.
Citizen Stack.
I do really love the look of this, though. Every problem I had with Hegemon is addressed, pretty much. It actually looks like Megatron. Like, a lot.
Well, hopefully the reviews will be positive and we can go from there.
Hopefully the build quality gets better.
Magnus. Why are you called Citizen Stack?
Yeah. But unfortunately, no one has done a trench coat in Fedora for Citizen Stack yet.
Give me the power pack. We can't say official names.
I still want like Dr. Wu to make me a pimp cane and a hat for my Grimlock with my Fans Toys platform shoes on it.
I'm going to start my own third party company called Dr. Woot Woot.
Nice.
And I'm just going to steal his stuff. Yeah. And be like, what? It's not like you came up with it. You just saw the show.
Let's see here. And also on tformers.com, there's lots of other news that you can check out that we didn't get to, including a review of Robots in Disguise Volume 6 and Transformers Primacy Number 4, both from IDW, and as well as new photos around the Takara Tomy Mega Drive Megatron. And photos of Masterpiece Bumblebee, basically showing the transformation from Carter Robot. Can't wait to get that toy. And you should go to tformers.com and check out the news. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
I'm running away from home. My parents are mean.
Where will you go?
I'm not sure, but I'll show them.
That's right. You'll show them how mean you can be.
Bumblebee.
Isn't it better to try to solve problems instead of running away from them?
Maybe I could try talking to my parents again.
Yeah, tell them how you feel. And remember, running away
leads nowhere. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
The Transformers!
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Inside this software ball is a neat new friend.
Party and Puffball Popple sold separately.
See? Pop goes the Popple.
Inside out, they twist and shout. Popples love to party.
Girls,
you'll have a ton of fuzzy fun. Pop goes the Popple, pop goes the Popple. Pop goes.
When you unpop a Popple, you let the fun out of the bag. 9 Popple characters, including Party and Puffball, come in different sizes and colors. Each Popple sold separately. From Mattel.
We are back. Okay, let's jump to Q&A with, I guess it's Rob Springer and crew. Don, that's not a good photo.
That Sorry. Is. Well, you didn't even scare Massey.
Yeah, like Massey's
so
crap.
Awesome. That should be your Christmas card.
Yeah, that should be your Christmas
card. That has to be your Christmas card. Send me that. I'll make your Christmas cards.
Get your stirring sticks. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Actually, might as well get this out there since Christmas is coming up again. Toys for Tots. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. Been sick for like 3 weeks. Hopefully, I'll be better by next week. That's why we're late, because I was really sick yesterday. Toys for Tots. Donate. Buy up all the Age of Extinction figures you can. Donate. And also RC. If you see RC and you already have one, donate that sucker.
I'm surprised the Age of Extinction figures didn't clearance out yet.
Well, they're probably not going to, just because with the holidays they won't need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it will clear them out.
Yeah. And also at the end of the year, the last 2 weeks, we'll only have one show for the Christmas and year-end week. It'll be our year-end episode, an extra large episode from Extra Large Guys. And we're gonna recap everything from the year. And that'll
Except
be posted.
Mel Barr and Diecast.
Yeah, true. And that'll be posted in about 4 weeks. So, let's go ahead and jump to Q&A. So, question: hey guys, what do you think about this rumor that Transformers 5 will be a Beast Wars movie with Maximals and Predacons? Nope. In fact, I would say that I see people posting stuff to Facebook all the time.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, well, I just read this. And whenever somebody posts a bit of news, it's from a site that I've never heard of before. So it's a safe bet if you've never heard of the site before, like the Latino News and Gazette. I see stuff like things like from that or from the Wilkeshire Post Current. You know, if you've never heard of it, and it's not being reported elsewhere, probably just something somebody made up.
Yeah. Now, plus, think of the cost.
I'm pretty sure we have answered
that
question before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
You know, think of the cost that would go into that. All the money they would need to put in to redo all those characters again. I doubt they want to do that.
Don't they redo them every movie, though?
They tweak them.
Yeah.
Well, haven't they killed off everybody but Optimus now?
You know... Really?
No Bumblebee's still there.
True.
Next movie will be part 5. And even though alleged to rumors Michael Bay may or may not be coming back,
he said that he's not, which doesn't mean a thing because what he said about the last one.
He wasn't going to do the first one.
Even if he doesn't direct, I'm sure he'll probably be producing it.
Guys, do you remember when he quit Part 2 because it didn't come out on Blu-ray before it came on HD
DVD. Yeah.
It's like, that's a rumor, because you know what happens? Like, I'm done with this. I'm going to make an art movie. Here's $1 million. All right, when we start? He's a 50-year-old man. He's smarter than that. Like, yeah, I don't care. I'm making tons of money.
Yeah, he's making money hand over fist.
But really, this is part 5, and even if he doesn't come back, this is part 5. To think it would be anything more than pretty much what we've been getting. I mean, the movie could be better. You know, it could be a better movie, but still going to be pretty much set the same. The thinking of that is just pure naive. It's like, huh, I think the government's watching me through my cable box. That kind of, it's not going to happen. It's going to have to be like years from now.
My government's watching me through my cable box. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they might actually be doing that.
You know, I had hope after Dark of the Moon, because I was like, Dark of the Moon, I pretty much enjoyed. There wasn't a whole lot, you know, a fault I could have to the movie. Yes, it could have been better, but it wasn't bad. And I was like, they seem to be on an upward trend at this point. I'm like, Transformers 4 is going to be awesome. And then I go and I watch it, and I'm like, it was good, but it definitely wasn't better than Dark of the Moon. So where are we going to go for 5? That's kind of like, like you said, it's basically just the same movie over and over.
I'd like to have a good movie before they're done making them.
I think what we're going to see in 5 is going to be, you know, picking up with the whole creators and the... if it's the Quintessons and things like that. But I will say that whatever the last movie is, them ending with hints of the franchise going into the Maximal and Predacon era...
is highly unlikely.
Well, maybe not, but it would be a good way to leave it as just sort of a seed for the future.
That would be really hard to do in live action.
Like, was it buried in the past?
Yeah, that would look really gross.
It's not going to happen.
But I'm just saying, you know, if they wanted to put something at the end that may leave them opening later on, or at the very least acknowledge where that universe would be going for say IDW to pick up on it from there.
Okay, let me backtrack. So now that Hasbro is actually going to take more control over the stuff, that might actually happen, Don. So you might actually be right. But in the olden days, before Hasbro is doing their new Hasbro Studio stuff, I couldn't leave any of that up to anybody like that's involved with the movies prior without extra oversight.
You know, it's 4 movies in, so I feel perfectly fair in making this assessment. The next movie will probably be a better movie because so far the odd number of movies are the more competent movies. It's not Shakespeare, but 1 and 3 are completely competent popcorn movies.
It's just the opposite of Star Trek.
Yeah, it's 2 and 4 are montages.
Star Trek didn't pan out either. Come Insurrection, that completely fell apart.
I'm just saying, 2 and 4 are montage movies.
And then of course we had Nemesis, which is the worst Star Trek movie of them all, and it's an even number movie.
I don't think I've seen that one like all the way through.
It's the worst one.
You're fine, John. You don't need to.
It's the worst one.
But is it worth seeing?
No.
Hey, real quick, I do want to say, since Hasbro's taking over or taking a little bit more control, that's no guarantee the movies won't be worse.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Oh, no.
But there might be more.
They may not know what they're doing.
There could be more fan service, though. And I think I'm not saying it's good, but I'm saying that sort of a hint. Because the producers of like the movies beforehand were like downright hostile toward the concept of Beast Wars, but now that Hasbro is taking a little more, you know, the bulls by the horn, they're going to be more favorable to their properties, and they could hint at like, you know, Maximals and Predacons. I just don't see it happening, and I don't even want to guess what the next movie is about because, I mean. Who in the heck? Who knows? I mean, who
knows? It'll be Rodimus Prime.
It could be any. It's going to be Optimus Prime.
They're going to kill him, Hasbro again.
You know,
there's already been rumors of Cyclonus and a couple other names thrown out there. So
show up in the movie. Like who cares? It's not like they're going to have like anything meaningful to say.
Exactly.
Or do anything.
Yeah,
they're names, and there's a chance for them to reassert owner.
Dang.
Don's Massy face. Attack.
Good oh my Lord. God.
You
What did you do Hello. To him, Don?
Good God, he's kicking your butt.
Somebody teach Don man, he took about a headset Vine, with him. Please. Yeah,
that was
somebody crazy. Show him how to do Vine videos.
Man,
that was awesome.
Oh, he's still going. Look.
The attack continues. This is great.
You're getting your ass kicked.
Messi is attacking Don. He's afraid. There's fear.
Don's like, I'm sorry. I won't put Miracle Whip in your food no more.
He's like, you stay down.
Get down.
Dad, that ain't working, Don. I think you gotta get a gun.
That's so awesome.
I'd be wearing long sleeves if I was done with that cat.
One day we're just gonna be doing this, and Masty's gonna walk around the corner wearing like a wife beater and be like, hey, I thought I told you. He's still going. Look at this.
Maybe Masty ripped his sleeves off.
Yeah, maybe. So, oh my.
So I'm trying to say this as. I'm trying to say this with the least amount of cynicism possible, but the fact that they oh my God, I can't believe
he's
that
beating
Don's
the
doing
crap out of Don. Look, oh my God!
But this
is the last Don's last stand.
But the fact that they
got from the other side.
But the fact that they reuse a name that's been used before to me means absolutely nothing. It's really just a chance for Hasbro to reassert the fact that they own that trademark, and it doesn't mean a whole lot more than that.
You know, the thing is with Hasbro, before they were able to make suggestions and be like, hey, this would be cool, but at the end of the day the film studio had total creative control, so they take the suggestions.
Doesn't Hasbro have some sort of veto or approval?
That's what I'm wondering, because
I don't know.
I've been hearing recent interviews with Rick Alvarez talking the stuff he could talk when he was on creative, the stuff they submitted for like Age of Extinction, and you can see where part of the movie and then where they just like, nah, and then we're going to do this instead.
And
you know,
I try to view the movies as I would view a new TV series. Like if they do a new Transformers series and they reuse a name like Ratchet, it doesn't mean that it's Ratchet from G1. Doesn't mean that it's Ratchet from animated. It means it's another character named Ratchet.
Well.
And the fact that the character might have that name in a movie means absolutely nothing to me.
You know, I was actually thinking earlier, it's almost like the X-Men movies. It's like, oh man, Psylocke's going to be in the new movie. And she just runs past in the background.
Yeah. And the next question was, hey guys, also from TransFanatics, hey guys, how do you think G1 would have turned out if the Matrix of Leadership had been introduced from the start rather than in the movie? It would have made no difference whatsoever.
Pretty much the same.
Quality... Though it might have submitted a little more, continuity from the start, as opposed to, okay, here's this magic thing.
It would be one MacGuffin instead of, that would just be added to the pile of MacGuffins that G1 had. I mean, that's all G1 seasons 1 and 2 were. I mean,
it might be the one MacGuffin to rule them all, but that's...
I don't even think so. I think it would have been something, Matrix leadership would have been something that Will Jack had made for Optimus. It's like, hey, Optimus, look what I made for you. It's the Matrix of leadership. You can put all your knowledge in here. And that's
it holds your smarts still, Optimus.
Yeah, it would have been something like that.
Well, it holds your smarts.
At least we could have had an explanation as to why new characters showed up out of the blue from time to time.
Not the Creation Matrix. That's something different. They should have introduced Creation Matrix. Did the Creation Matrix predated the Matrix of Leadership, though?
It did,
yeah.
But also it wasn't a physical thing yet.
It was a
It was code. Okay,
downloaded to Buster's
brain. Alpha Trion would not have died to turn on Vector Sigma because Prime could have just used the Matrix.
Well, not to mention, hey, he's dead. Let's just shoot him into space. There's a holy artifact in him. Don't do that yet. Crap.
They like shooting Optimus' body into space, though. They did it in the comic,
well,
too.
Well, he kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And they're going for the distance!
Pretty much. So, let's see here. Any other questions? Computron 2 had a question, actually.
Right. Phil.
Let me see if I still have it.
I ain't scared of you.
Massey cannot attack me again.
You can't hurt me anymore.
So, Computron 2 wanted to know. Hey, guys, what do you think of this? How about a new TF series in the G1 timeline called Regeneration 1 with the same story as the comics? P.S. Tell Don that I got RC.
I would love that.
So my question is, the new TF series, does that mean a cart TV series?
I think it's, we already had that series, didn't we? It was a comic book.
Yeah.
Me and Don enjoyed it.
Not a very good one, either.
It was awesome.
It was good. The last issue kind of went a little...
Yeah, it was very good when it ended.
It was very good that it ended, yes.
Look, you see this finger is pointing at you?
So,
Now, I would like to see it. Now, if this was part of the TV series that explained what happened between Bot and the movie,
so you know,
that's kind of what I would like to see.
We'll never get that. The reason being is because if you make something like that 30 years later, it doesn't count.
Yeah. Well, see, it's like Titanic. You know, back when Titanic was in theaters, I asked my mom and dad, were they going to go see it? Just because it's supposed to be this big, spectacular movie. And Dad's answer has always stuck with me. It says, why? The boat still sinks. So no matter what all they add to the movie, the boat is still going to wind up sinking. So I guess that's kind of what you're saying, Brian, is that no matter what happens, like Clone Wars.
What I'm saying is that if they remake something like now, it's going to be created with already being influenced by what came after.
Right.
And the fact that you can never bridge that gap, because that gap will always exist. And if they try to do that after the fact, it won't be organic.
Yeah, it won't grow into what it should have been. It'll be created by all the stuff that's already happened.
It'll be contrived. It has to be contrived, because
there'll be so many wink at the camera moments. Hey?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can't do it, and I wouldn't want it. I mean, that would be a really boring thing for me.
Yeah.
I would just rather have something like the comic. Like More Than Meets the Eye, and the new Transformers comic, which is Robots in Disguise. You know, they feature G1 characters, and they're G1, but G1 in quotes. I mean, it's new stuff featuring old characters, or the names of old characters, the likenesses of old characters. Do I think that More Than Meets the Eye and all that is the same thing as the G1 cartoon? No.
No,
not at all. It's entirely different. It's entirely separate.
G1's not a hard line to begin with.
Yeah. What is G1? Is that the comic? Is that the TV show?
I have gotten in this argument so many times, and people have told me I'm wrong, but no one's actually told me why I'm wrong, because they're saying, I want a reboot of G1. What does that mean? They look like they used to look?
Like reboots or reimaginings are always terrible. I mean, I'll always go back to G.I. Joe. What was it called? The that terrible...
Resolute.
That terrible, terrible, terrible series that came out on Cartoon Network a few years ago. It was so awful and so out of the spirit of the cartoon. It just came off as completely out of place. It was sickening. It was so bad.
Well, the thing is,
the one where they killed Bazooka
in the first episode. Yeah, it was terrible.
That's why I stopped watching.
It was terrible. It was, and like all the Snake Eyes stuff was hokey ninja BS stuff.
Yeah,
it was awful.
The thing is also about the whole reboot thing or whatever. If it's just they look traditional, pretty much every cartoon has been a reboot of G1 in that logic. Because they're like War Within, that's a reboot. No, it's not. It just looks like it. So really, the logic has completely gone there to begin with. It's like reboot. What does that mean? It starts over. Okay, well, no, it's not exactly the same. Well, if it's a reboot, it's not going to. That's how a reboot works. Well, it starts fresh. So now Optimus is named Harry, and he's from New York, and he sells bagels. Well, it's not like exactly. Well, you know, the Spider-Man reboot wasn't like the last Spider-Man reboot.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they're all reboots.
Yeah, they're all reboots, so it really contradicts itself. Yeah,
everything.
That's why the next movie needs to be Robots in Disguise.
You know,
2001, Robots in Disguise.
Don's a little leery. He just got the crap kicked out of him by a cat from all sides. You need to use your Obamacare to get that looked at. Beast Wars probably did it the best, because they're like, yeah, this happens after that. And it's like, yeah, that happened. Yeah, G1 happened. Okay, going forward.
Yeah, going forward. That's exactly. That's
and they're
exactly
like,
right.
They're like, yeah, remember when Galvatron killed Starscream? Yep, going forward. It's literally like the past was remembered in a way that was useful to the story, not that's like, hey, remember when Wheeljack made them Dinobots? Yeah, why?
So people in the chat are saying that they liked Resolute. I mean, that's great if you liked it, but my problem with it was the fact that it was supposed to be, at least from my perspective, some sort of continuation. But that's kind of like, I don't know, like having, how would I say it? So like the Curious George books, if that became all of a sudden like 50 Shades of Grey, It just sticks out like a sore thumb that it's just so radically such a radical departure from what came before, and it's supposed to be the same thing. So if Curious George is getting a BJ, you know, by the man with the yellow hat, while they're, you know, doing whatever, I probably should edit that out.
And you yell at us?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, and George was curious.
Yeah, George was curious. I mean, it'd be something like that. That's to me what
I love you, Rob.
That's to me what Resolute
was. Right. Well, here's my view on it, and I think this is where some people view it as we have a classics toy line where it's like the same characters, but they're updated, they have better articulation, they're better toys. I think a lot of people think that maybe they could do that with G1. Just use the same characters, update them a little bit.
I'm fine with the toys.
Better storyline, better...
That's effective. So, Resolute was just this existing G.I. Joe series that we already had that had new characters that didn't even look like the old characters. So, I mean, I don't know. We have that now. It's called Generations. And they're better versions of old stuff. But Resolute, specifically, what I'm talking about is the fiction. And that's where it was... just where it was like it just didn't it was non sequitur. It didn't follow the original series at all from a stylistic perspective.
The thing is, there's some misconception that being mature means you have to curse a lot and have a lot of gratuitous violent sex, whatever. And it's like in a cartoonish way. It's like there's mature like Resolute, like look how mature this is. We just blew up Bazooka's butthole. And then there's like mature like the comic, the current IDW comic, which is written maturely, but still completely accessible and not a cartoon of itself.
Yeah.
It's not, it's Dark Knight Returns, not World's Greatest Batman and Robin. I'm the GD Batman.
Yeah.
All-Star Batman and Robin.
Thank you. I couldn't remember the name while I was saying it.
I hated All-Star Batman.
It's like, hey, look how mature it is. He's beating the crap out of Robin and making him eat rats. Why?
But All-Star Batman and Robin was also a reimagining. It's not like they went with Detective Comics number 750. Right. It was one thing, and then 751 was the GD Batman.
Yeah, it's the... I think that's what I'm saying. Like, and I'm going to throw it out. Dark Knight Returns had some cartoonish... Like, what was up with the Nazi lady? But like,
I love Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, but it's like, here's mature Batman, and here's rated M mature game. He's saying every 5 minutes, isn't this mature? 14-year-olds love it.
So I would say they probably went a little too far with the quote-unquote maturity stuff. Because they inserted like sexual stuff, but like if you're going back to Batman, like year one, fit within the confines of the actual Batman ongoing series, basically took it back a little bit and reimagined what Batman's origin was. But it was a mature story in the Batman storyline, and they did a good job with it. Yeah. Year one was it was pre-Elseworlds, but it was basically an alternate future that never happened, where year one was supposed to have been, canonical. So, yeah, okay. Right. Yeah.
Hey, real quick, a non-violent version of that, just to show how hard that is to do it and why it's usually a terrible idea, is Superman Returns. Just trying to like shove something kind of into continuity, but like you said, it's been influenced by 30 years of just life.
Yeah.
And just saying, oh no, this modern Superman happens 10 seconds after this 30-year-old movie. Whoa. And even when they try to match it tonally, you can't turn back the clock.
Well, you know, it's just like we're saying, like forced matureness, you know, well done matureness, like. Why couldn't they make a mature Superman movie and him still be Superman, you know?
That's what makes
him Superman.
Well, we're not talking about turning Optimus Prime into a deadbeat dad who's a creepy stalker.
Have you watched part four? He just up and abandons him. He's like, oh, yep, you know what? Screw this.
Like John said, Superman Returns didn't fit in with the Christopher Reeve Superman stuff. But it was a mature story. But it was not mature like Man of Steel, which was over the top.
Yeah.
So if I had to pick one or the other, I would take Superman Returns.
Yeah.
How
did he break dude's neck anyway? Isn't he as strong as him?
Yeah, I don't know. Rob, I couldn't just walk up to you and break your neck like that.
No, you could. Because we're people. We're not superhuman equally as strong as each other.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm fighting. He's like, I'm struggling against you while I'm shooting lasers. He should be like, you know what, man? Flipped him or something. We're just going to stay like this for like an hour till one of us gets tired.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bored. Okay, let's go get an ice cream. Let's go to Yoplait.
Yeah, okay.
They have Yoplait stores?
And put his, I don't know, his yogurt.
It's called Acme.
I could go for some yogurt. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there product placement for Yoplait in that movie? Because there was product placement for everything else.
Should have been some Fruit of the Loom product placement.
My favorite Superman product placement, though, will always be the Cheerios from the 1978 Superman. Yeah.
That's the best Superman movie.
It's my favorite still. Okay.
It looks at the camera and says, yes, this is stupid.
I don't have anything else, guys. Anybody else have anything?
So how about that bazooka?
No, I don't want to offend all the people that like Resolute. I don't, and I gave my reasons as to why, but...
Well, you shouldn't offend, because they're coming to listen to your opinion. You're allowed not to agree with them, and you said it in a respectful manner, and you didn't be like, it sucks, it's poop, and if you like it, you're stupid, you know, you said it, so... If you offend him, it's like, it's how conversation works.
Yeah, it's a matter of opinion, so, you know.
Hey, Brian, real quick.
Yeah.
Neon Sting or Crow Sting?
Neon Sting all the way.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, guys. Toys for Tots. Go out to your local retailer and buy away and give.
And while we're at it, let's also look at Thanksgiving as well. Let's look at these hunger drives for canned food. Maybe everyone's heart bleed a little more that way too. Buy up all that Miracle Whip and we'll end world hunger, because no one will be hungry after eating that crap.
Miracle Whip doesn't have, like, it's low calorie though, isn't it? So,
I don't know. I'm not touching this.
I think Miracle Whip's low calorie, so there may not be enough calories to actually nourish anyone. So
while we're on camera, let's all take a moment to group hug Don, because we've been making fun of him. His cat beat him up. He's just had a rough evening.
Don was just abused tonight.
Are you okay, Don?
Yeah, he's not been out for a couple of days because of the
weather. That is no excuse.
He loves me.
Don
no,
sounds
he
like a battered wife. He loves me.
Don, look at my camera, and for all you visual listeners out there, check out the YouTube. This is what we saw.
He literally just...
And it was like...
It looked like he was trying to put out a fire. It
looked like you were like you're fending for your life.
Well,
like any minute, Matthew's going to walk up behind you with a pipe. Like, yeah, boy. What you doing on that pewter, boy?
It was just a misunderstanding.
Kind of scared.
He didn't mean to hit me.
I'm like, wow.
I deserved it because I didn't take him outside.
Yeah, he actually threw you down the steps. Well, no, I just tripped.
Why are we so dark tonight, guys?
Before we go, I want to thank everybody who tuned in live for the show this week. We didn't have as big an audience, but we had an audience that was way more active than normal. So thanks to all the people that showed up that don't normally show up.
What are you doing?
It's happening again, guys.
Massey's back.
Round
behind.
Two.
Well, if you ever call and you see us squared off like Street Fighter, and I'm wearing Ryu's clothes, and he's wearing like Sagat's scar and everything, you know.
I'm more worried. I'm just going to see Massey standing there holding your severed head at this point. Like Dante,
fatality.
And just shakes it. Talk, Don. Talk about your precious RC.
Awesome. Okay. Guys, thank you very much. We'll catch you next week. Have a good one.
Right, everybody take care.
Happy Thanksgiving, and we will
happy
have a show next week.
Yes.
Happy weekend.
Not on Thursday.
Not on Thursday. And
yes, not on Thursday next time.
And if you go to your local retailer for Black Friday or Black Thursday, remember your manners and don't be stupid.
No, it's Black Friday and Blacker Thursday.
You know, every time I've been out, everyone's been really nice to me. I've been really nice, and it's been the most pleasant shopping experience I've ever had, usually, despite the fight over picture frames.
I went to Walmart one year, and I had to reach in for video games, and people actually were reaching in at the same time and cut my hand with nails. So
every Walmart has this multi-picture frame on their Black Friday deals, like doorbusters, like $5 or something. Every year, this is the... Never mind a $2 TV. This is where the line is at my Walmart. And one year, and you know, they just, when the tape comes off, people just like flood it and start attacking each other over it. One year, I looked in and there's this tiny, you know, he was this tiny little Asian man holding onto the tug, going, ah! Like an explosion was going off, and he's holding on for dear life. And I just was like, come on, give me your hand! Like, it was, people, mind your manners.
Awesome.
Walmart has more than enough picture frames than people.
Thanks, Rob.
Yes.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?